For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The Larry Nassar case and the subsequent resignation of Michigan State University President Luana Simon are drawing some comparisons to another high-profile university scandal. In 2012, Penn State University assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky was convicted on 45 felony counts of child sexual abuse. The case led to the resignation of former Penn State President Graham Spanier. Now the NCAA is investigating MSU, just as it did with Penn State. I spoke with Frank Fitzpatrick, a sports reporter and staff writer with the Philadelphia Inquirer. He recounts what happened at Penn State when the Sandusky case broke.
Well, once the shock wore off, I think you saw two different reactions. You know, among the administration and much of the faculty there, you initially saw this desire to want to get past this thing as quickly as possible. And yet among the alumni, you know, a much larger group, they got their backs up almost immediately and decided to defend Penn State no matter what. So right away you had these two factions developing, and it led to some pretty ugly, name-calling and a lot of vitriol. But gradually things settled down, although I wouldn't say they're anywhere near what they were before 2011, even today.
Was the perception of the whole affair that the damage was pretty much confined to the football program, or did it really reach a larger dimension and people saw this as Penn State and all of its officials accountable?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. I mean, within the Penn State community, I think it certainly was confined to football, and there was a group fighting to make the argument that football wasn't even involved. But you go beyond the borders of Penn State. The perception is that this is a school that's forever tainted by this Sandusky scandal. It's a narrative that was set up almost immediately, that Penn State somehow knew and kind of enabled Sandusky to abuse these children. Whether that's true or not, I don't think we'll ever find out, but that's certainly how the public beyond Penn State views the situation.
Are you seeing parallels between the Penn State story and the events that have unfolded here at Michigan State University? Maybe you see Michigan State going down the same road as Penn State.
Yeah, well, of course there are parallels. I mean, it's the same crime. It's got sports as its sort of underpinnings. But I think there are differences as well. I think Penn Staters would argue that most of the crimes that Sandusky was accused of committing, or at least the ones they know about, happened when he was technically no longer affiliated with the university. He had access to the university, but technically he was retired working with another institution. So in that sense, I think there's a difference between Dr. Nassar and Jerry Sandusky, certainly not in the evil of what they perpetrated. And another thing that maybe magnifies the Michigan State incident a little more is the fact that we've seen the faces of these people that were abused, which is something that hasn't happened in the Penn State case. The only time we've seen them is at the trial, and that was closed, and there were no cameras allowed. So the overwhelming majority of people have never seen any of Sandusky's victims, whereas Dr. Nassar's victims, you know, we've been watching them on national TV for more than a week now.
Did Penn State really take some substantial measures to correct the ship in the aftermath of all this? Did they put in some solid policies and procedures that made the university, again, attractive to students, athletes, faculty, staff, to repair that brand? And not just to repair the brand, but did they learn the lesson of putting people over the brand?
Well, I think certainly they did. I mean, they instituted these rigorous policies in athletics, not only when it comes to hiring, but when it comes to background checks, when it comes to reporting mechanisms, you know, anything you can think of that was related to what happened in that scandal has been looked at, examined closely, and in most cases, steps have been taken to ensure that it doesn't happen again. Now, of course, you can never say that.
Well, that's encouraging, but it cost Penn State a $60 million fine levied by the NCAA. And of course, Michigan State University is now under investigation by the NCAA, just like Penn State was. Should MSU be prepared for the same treatment?
I would be surprised if it were anywhere near as severe. I mean, the NCAA, I think most people, certainly the Penn State defenders will tell you that they acted rashly and without a thorough understanding of the situation. And these are all the excuses they make. And there's a little bit of truth to some of them, but it was just a horrible situation then. And Michigan State has sort of brought all this back to the surface. I'm sure Penn State is sort of wishing the Michigan State thing kind of goes away almost as much as Michigan State is.
Frank Fitzgerald is a sports reporter and a staff writer with the Philadelphia Inquirer. Frank, thank you for your time today.
My pleasure.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.